Hi guys,
welcome.
Remember how we said we wanted to be like cool and quiet?
Graduates make noise.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's a lie.
Guys, our guest is really shy.
Why are all our guests always acting so shy?
Not all of them, Sha. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay, anyways, hi guys.
Tell me to be natural. Ah, what's this? You're making me shout on my no shout episode. Okay, let's just introduce him. So we have the lovely,
the amazing,
the wonderful.
Hi guys, my name's Antonio.
How sweet was that?
Okay. Hi Antonio.
Hi guys.
So did you see that?
So yeah.
You guys feel free to, you know, speak.
We also have a couple of our friends. Yeah. We also have a couple of our friends, but this they're unofficially guests, but like they're in the studio with us.
Yeah.
So if they want to,
if you hear any voices, it's them.
Hi Antonio, how are you today?
Hi Chika, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, good. So we've started this new thing in season 3 that we have decided to ask our guests to say one random fact, one interesting fact about themselves, just something you think that is funny, cool, just something
anything
that you do.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm 6'4".
You guys, okay.
He's a bloody liar. Well, basically the same height. Guys. I always say, but actually I'm not. Why not? I'm joking.
Oh my god.
But I'm on a roll today.
Oh my goodness. Imagine him. Well, maybe because people can't see him, but sure, 6'4".
Yeah.
Sure.
She's going to say something authentic. Oh, no. I know it. Fun fact, guys. Anthony and I were enemies.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But now we're friends. Yeah, really good friends.
How was the process?
Of us becoming friends. Ooh. I think Chika was the catalyst, to be honest. Do you remember?
Chika definitely helped.
She asked, how was the process?
As if she doesn't know she was the process.
I was?
Yes.
It was you, literally. So, if you remember, we had a podcast assignment, which was so crazy. Oh my god, full circle!
Yes,
this is full circle. We had a podcast assignment.
With Irene.
Oh my god,
Irene said, why are we screaming? By the way, we had another podcast. You want to check it out? Easy Peasy Politics podcast. On SoundCloud. You can go and check if you want to.
Yeah.
Anywho. So yeah, Chika called me and was like, oh, that Anthony wants to join our group for our podcast assignments. And I was like, yeah, Anthony, we're not on speaking terms,
I didn't know.
Actually. Sworn enemy stuff. You didn't know.
I didn't know.
I was like, we didn't talk for like...
Ever.
Also, yeah, for the Anthony and I started talking.
Oh, wow.
Like, seriously.
Funny thing is that around that same time, that's when both of us fought.
Yes!
This is
really full. It's a really come full circle. I'm so happy.
I didn't know any of you.
Chika just said, oh, that can you join our group? And I was like, sure, why not? I mean, nobody else was in our group.
It's true. It was just two of us at the time, and we needed like.
And all things had passed away.
And I looked at everybody's group. I was now saying,
this one that
Esther, they've already snatched Esther. So let me go and rush to Chika. I know Chika is the next best. And I knew you guys had a podcast before.
Wow, that's very interesting. Okay, so that lesson to all, just because you think you hate someone doesn't mean you guys can't be friends, actually.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's a life lesson, really. Yeah. Like, don't take things too personal. Mm-hmm. Or deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really happy that we're all here now together.
I'm happy that we're all like on this.
I love love.
So for today's episode is a bit
violent
actually. Yeah. Because we're here, you know, for the women, as always.
Yeah.
So it's about like women being wicked. Not in the negative sense, just in the sense that men have done us the most dirty in this life.
Yeah, and Chika and I have a very like controversial take on it that women deserve to be wicked.
Yes, because to be very honest, I was even talking to one of my guy friends and he says that men deserve wickedness, and they do. Because I'm so sorry, I've been nice to guys for the longest time and they still treat me dirty. So therefore, wickedness. Always. Yeah,
so I get that.
That's
actually
basically what we're talking about today on the episode.
Irene has something to say.
Do you want to say something, Irene?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come now. Bring your body here.
Oh, bring a chair. Okay, girl.
Okay. So, like, I know that women have been like, oh, men, they've done them dirty.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because when I hear stories about women with women, they're like, women.
Oh, like women with women. Yeah, women are worse. I'm just
like, no, the thing is that women are actually worse. So guys think that the worst are wickedness, but women.
Guys,
when a woman,
no offense, but women have more sense, so they do it with sense. Men, they just do it like, you just want to be wicked, but women are very strategic. There's a way they will approach and they do like to pin you, or they will hide. You know how men, they cheat and they get caught. Women will cheat and never get caught, never.
And then they'll be crying, say, she cheated on me. What? Well,
oh,
for them to say that, you know how men are,
yeah,
you know how wicked they can be,
yeah.
So let's say that. Women are worse.
Like, the way that my friend and I, when we arguing about this thing, because he'd be like, women are wicked, blah blah blah, they deserve wickedness. I'd be like, no, men are worse. But then he actually has a point. Women are actually wicked though, but because you guys deserve it. I'm not going to lie. Oh, Antonio, what do you think?
I feel like anything I'm going to say about women will just get me attacked.
feel free. I feel like that baby king of boys.
Feel free.
Your listeners will find
my Instagram
or Twitter. No, I will not ask you.
I mean, I want the publicity. Better.
No, say how you feel, honestly.
No, this is honestly a free
and truly, so we can, you know, let's learn from each other.
You're very, very right when you say that women are smarter.
Yeah.
They're very deep.
Very cunning.
Right? Mm-hmm. And they are more emotional, so they can hold the grudge till the end of time.
Actually.
So I think that's what drives their wickedness. But most of all, women are very, very self-absorbed. They're about to beat me.
No,
I was looking at Esther because this was something that we talked about
a
while ago.
So they're always very into how I feel, how I'm feeling, about me. So whatever you do to them, they would really take it personal because they are really thinking about their own feelings and what they are. They don't consider what the guy is going through, what he's thinking about, or whatever that's making him say what he's saying to hurt them, or how his mind works. That's not their concern. They just expect you to meet up to whatever they want.
I was just trying to say that. Like, you guys don't know what you want, number one. Number two, you're very self-absorbed. Number three.
I feel insulted right now.
No, well, let's talk.
Is it your DNA?
No, not literal insult, but like targeting.
Is it your DNA? Is it your, do you use, when you were born, they use injection to pump wickedness into your veins?
Now, wow. Pump wickedness.
So any single time you have the opportunity, you just have to be wicked.
But to be very honest, not a lot of women are wicked. Do you get? Like, I'll be claiming saying that me, I'm wicked, but at the same time, I don't feel like I can be wicked because I just, it's not all, I won't say all women are, but they have a tendency to be.
The wickedness is usually shows when they're in like a relationship. Because if it's like a platonic thing, they can be wicked too. What am I saying?
I think it's just, it has to do with the person. So what Chika is saying is that you can be a good person, but then when it comes to men that have been, you know, to you, you can also display some wicked, you know,
I just feel like
behaviors.
Yeah.
In to reciprocate, basically. Yeah,
because to be very honest, this whole, well, I'm a Christian, so I believe in doing good regardless. Yeah. But at the same time, I can understand those women that like, do you know, like, all these, like, man-eater kind of women, like, guys will do them the most, have you seen, like, this kind of movies that guys will do them dirty, and then the girl will just go into it like a psychopath?
Yep.
Oh my God, who has watched Diary of a Mad Black Woman? I was happy when she was doing it. I was like, you deserve this.
You know, guys do the same thing. Eh?
They do.
So, for example, I have a couple of friends that have come to me to say, I'm saying this thing here, but I don't agree with it.
Okay.
That women deserve the lies and wickedness that they get because of how wicked they are.
So now, what I'm confused, what is now confusing, that where is the starting point? There's no starting point. Look at the cycle.
That's what I'm saying.
Where is the starting point? Who started being wicked first?
No, here's the thing. It's them that is assuming that all women that come to them are wicked. Okay. That's their problem.
So yeah, when they've noticed this pattern of wickedness, they just switch off and every single woman, they can be whining you and be telling, oh God, I'm leaking secrets. They can be whining you and telling you that, lies.
Lies. Ah, like you're women, the only one. Now women, you feel about this for me, where they're like,
they're on this earth to listen to lies.
Oh my gosh.
Let me not lie. Antonio has a point. I like to hear what I like to hear.
Me too. And that's my problem. No,
truly. Like, I actually like to hear what I like to hear. But at the same time, I feel like transparency. I've been saying this for the past few hours. Like, being transparent is just so wonderful.
That's why guys are very good at, like, getting two girls to fight each other. But can you see God two guys fighting? God
forbid I find myself in this situation. Can you see two guys fighting each other? God.
What?
Oh my God.
They don't fight each other over
at all.
Never.
But like, okay.
Like, they're taking
each other. But you know what's so crazy? That's how I am with my own girlfriends. Like, if me and my girlfriend liked a guy at the same time, we'd actually laugh about it.
We both. Irene and Irene have bonded. I know.
On another episode. You and Irene, like, and they've laughed about it.
We bonded.
Very funny. Because the guy did not want to
destroy the friendship. I see that the man has power over them.
He knows what he's going to tell both of them that they would like to hear. And they will both believe that this one is against this one and their relationship. And this one is against this one and their relationship.
So do you think that they would have, you know...
That's their job.
Why do people even do that? I can't... I have
but why do you find pleasure...
to do that shit, but I don't...
Hey, Irene!
I'm a very nice person. I don't.
You don't. You think about other people and outcomes. Yeah,
but when you think about wicked women, of course, that's how they switch.
Are you
sure? So that they switch?
I don't know if you've seen Vampire Diaries. When they become reapers after they just turn off something in their head.
Okay.
That's how it works. They become serial flirts, serial promiscuous people. Crushing and hurting everybody that they were just throwing stuff behind them as they walk, and they don't really care, but they're going to make you feel like you're heaven on earth. And guess what? You love to hear that.
It feels nice at the time.
That is where this wickedness from women is stemming. Because why are you telling me things I want to hear if you really don't want to be?
And at the end of the day, you now ask, oh, so what are we? And like, oh, what is talking?
I don't want to be in
a... I don't want to destroy our friendship.
If a guy asks you what are we, what will you say?
It depends on
what we are now.
Let me tell you, these girls are not very, very innocent.
In what sense?
For example, girls will be telling you how they always paint the picture as them liking a guy and the guy not liking them back.
Okay, yes.
But many of the times, there are guys that are interested in these girls, but these girls will never open their eyes.
Okay, first of
all, they'll be chasing the bad boys. Yo, I came to shake
you. He actually attacked Chika, attacked me, attacked you, attacked Esther.
See, they thrive on being insulted and humiliated.
No.
They thrive on that.
No.
Trust
no.
me. There are guys that are not good for them. They know this thing, but God.
No, no.
God.
I don't agree. Because here's the thing. We had this conversation with our guest yesterday.
Yeah.
That we talked about, like, some guys are interested in you. Like, they come to you, but it's like they're friends.
They don't approach you with, like, oh, they want to flirt you. They approach you like,
yeah, but you,
friends.
When you're going to the guys that are not even giving you any attention, anything. You're giving them your whole world.
No! What is going on today? But here's what I want to say, right?
Antonio.
I mean, I don't know anybody. I'm talking from...
Shots fired.
No, but shots actually fired. Wow. I didn't expect that. But here's the thing. Like, what I'm just trying to...
So tell me if that's not wickedness.
No, but no, let me just explain. Because sometimes with these guys that claim that they're interested in you, there's a way they move to you that you won't even know that the guy is trying to, like, be
because
with
they
you.
Are good people.
No, it's
they
not
don't want
that.
To use you.
No, it's
they're
not...
trying to get to know you and... But no. You're just, like, shutting it off because you're interested in one...
Hey guys, this episode is going.
Yeah, I think guys definitely not released.
Okay, short break, guys. We'll be back soon.
Compare the show.
And they said, okay, today I'm going to choose violence. So wow.
They didn't even tell me. You think I prepared for this thing? They didn't tell me this topic before.
We did it. Chika, yeah, breathe. We'll cut it out. Breathe. Hey, God.
This is targeted at anybody, I promise.
It's just that we feel very attacked right now.
Wow.
We're back.
What I was trying to say is, right, I said this yesterday, that there's a way that if you want to move to a girl, like, you let her know, even if you want to be nice. Like, there was this guy I was talking to. He moved to me, like, in a nice way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he was still, like, flirting. We were still, like, he made it known that he, like, not even through saying, oh, you're this, you're this. Like, just the chemistry, like, It was there. Compared to someone else that is moving to me as a friend, like, we're just platonic, nothing. You don't even act like you want to, like... You don't act like you want...
Yeah, interested in your relationship. That's why you just want to get to know me. Oh, you liked me.
Yeah, that's why it's, like, very surprising when I hear that, oh, you liked me, but you never put in the work. But I guess I understand what you're saying, that... One guy will come and he'll be interested. Then he's the guy that's not interested. You're the one that, that's what you're putting all your attention to.
The good ones will want to spend time with you, know you, but you're not, maybe because you're not attracted to them first off, off the bat, right?
Yeah.
And but guys, many good guys, they really don't go for the finest people for like. There's no point. They want something more substantial.
Yeah.
Something more fulfilling than just. Face value.
Actually, that's not just you.
No.
I said good guys. I'm good guy.
That's also good, right? I feel like that's good that you want to get to know someone on that level. But at the same time, let it be known.
Flirt smaller.
That's what I'm saying. Don't just be.
You guys are like, oh, I used to like you before. Don't do that.
I don't come to that rubbish. Don't do that.
Because you know, girls know when guys like them.
No.
I didn't crush on you.
Okay, fine. Girls might do that, but then. If they don't, if you've not even like, there's a way girls will act when they like guys. I always say this thing. Boys should know. Like, they'll be up here. You don't even know how you're seeing them all the time, but you're seeing them all the time because they decide that you are with them all the time. So I don't know how guys don't. Am I lying? No. I'm not lying. They'll be up in your face. Don't have to say anything.
We'll pass you. We know you're there. We'll just walk past you. We'll be like,
you'll see text.
Guys,
that's what I'm saying. You know.
That's what I'm saying. And the guys that really don't, that you guys go for, they're seeing and noting everything. In fact, they're talking to their friends about it.
Jesus.
I'm not going to mention names. But they're talking to their friends about it. You're a topic of discussion of how you're embarrassing yourself in front of me. I'm not mentioning this. And I'm not even thinking of anybody. I'm just saying it's I knew that if I said
you are looking at me, I feel like it's about me.
God have mercy, what is going on?
I really know when you want to be used.
Eh? Wait.
Want to be used?
No, you're begging to be used. It's very obvious. See.
My God. Okay.
Maybe I was begging giving some kind of sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that wasn't my intention. I'm just a naturally flirty person. Mm-hmm. So maybe the person thought that I was
begging to be used.
Not begging, but I wanted to, do
something.
Well, I wasn't
next minute
that beg it to be used. I'm really wow.
Wow. I can even categorize how the girls behave.
Oh yeah, no,
they're really all around you. They're talking about you and you're hearing it from other people, things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, and you don't have feelings for this girl the way you know she has feelings for you.
Mm.
I'm like, bro, let's see where it's going. But bro,
is the way I feel attacked. Jesus. Okay. I have no reason to feel attacked, but I feel very attacked right now.
Imagine how I feel.
People should take notes. Jot things down.
Please.
Don't care.
Okay, here's my own thing here. Like, with all this whole wanting to be used, this is how...
Begging. I don't think I stuttered.
Begging.
Jesus, why would you say like that?
Begging.
You stuttered, okay.
Now, wow.
Yeah.
My own is... This is why women are
wicked.
I don't think anyone begs to be used.
No, he's not saying you beg. Like,
obviously,
like
not begging. But what I'm doing is not to be used.
No,
maybe.
But that's the problem. They misunderstand the situation.
You don't know your value, and you're not being a bad bitch.
Okay, so you're encouraging girls being bad bitches. This, which is why. Boils out to wickedness. I don't think you know what I meant by wickedness. Wickedness in the sense that, that girls, that they become swag based and they like boys. So if a boy just says, like, can you send me 5K?
Money is
coming. Yeah, and you say, the way you be running, because you like this guy.
You tell him, can you come outside?
Because you like this guy, you run. And you're like, let me come in. Because even me too, I've seen myself doing this thing. And I'm like, that's okay. Like, what the hell was that? What you're saying now is that because we don't know our value, we throw us away for boys that we like that they even like.
That don't even like us.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, just be more cautious when guys or, this is for targeted women. So just be more cautious when guys or girls, if that's what you're into, walk up to you or just be claiming that, they're interested in you. I like you. I like the vibes we're I like where we are at. What do you mean where we are at? Like,
what are we?
What are we? What are you saying?
Stop asking that God. Question. I don't know. I think I don't like that question.
That what are we question?
Yes, it's a bit.
Imagine me talking to a guy very seriously for, let's say, 3 months.
Very seriously, how?
Like, he, you know, let me give you an example. He texts me every morning. Let's say, it's better to ask so that you now have like serious feelings for this person. And this person will now
asking
be.
Even puts.
Pressure, yes. I get that, but at the same time, it's
no,
just like,
love,
are we in the same
actual
place?
Light, love, and
what
conscious?
If they look? No, they're acting. Mm. No. They are moving like they want you in their life.
This.
Like they want you to be their girlfriend.
Yeah, that's someone that has been girl jetty. That's someone that has been
they want. They really text you every morning.
Yoruba boys are very good at that.
Igbo boys do it too.
Lagos Igbo boys.
Okay, fine. Well, Lagos Igbo boys. Anyway, so I was saying that they will actually really want to be with you. They'll be doing the most. You'll be like, this is really
buying
nice.
Stuff, talking to
you every day.
Because we
and
know
then,
that's what you want.
So most days, and you're like, okay, so what's actually going on here? And you're like, you know, I just like,
the vibes.
We're in a good place right
just
now.
Just the vibes.
We're in a good. I don't want to spoil what we have right now. It's good.
To be very honest, many of it.
Like,
you said
I
something
like,
that triggered me now, and
I like where we are right now. Let's just keep going. We'll go like this for forever. You leave me. I'll be single for.
Okay.
Waiting for you to ask me
you
out
have
for 4 years. Please.
4 years.
Please.
You're actually speaking facts now. You don't have a couple of female friends here.
Oh
I want to always
God.
Tell my female friends
this is
that.
Crazy.
Bro, especially the ones that
this
have boyfriends.
So
and stuff. Hey, shine your eye. Shine your eye. Have multiple. Because you don't know. You really
multiple.
Don't know. People are just living
but it's
their
exhausting
life
to have
use.
Multiple. How many people can you be emotionally attached?
Number one, let me tell you something.
One,
girls,
two, three.
Girls, they are first to catch feelings and love. At 11 years old, the girl already thinks that, oh, she's in love with this guy.
Of course, that's
18
normal.
Years old, in love, we're going to get married and
it's
stuff like
normal.
That's how you be setting trap for people. Mm. And guys are afraid of commitment. So that kind of thing cannot work.
Why?
And this one leads to wickedness. You're born different and born different. There's nothing about it. There's no why. That's
because,
how we are.
Like, there's no... Why are you afraid of commitment?
See,
just
see,
still
I'm 21. I'm 21. What commitment am I committing to?
Okay,
no. I'm 22. What commitment am I committing to?
What? Why? What
you want me to stay with you until... I'm broke.
I don't
have money.
At the end of
you
the
want
day,
to marry. I'm
society
lost.
Wants women to get married early. And do you know how long I've been hearing, where's your boyfriend? Since I was 16. Where's your boyfriend? Where's your boyfriend?
I'm about
where's your
to
boyfriend?
Say something that will trigger many females.
It's,
do you know what you're going to
it's
do?
Just something
date older
that...
guys that are ready to get married, but no do no show.
Okay. That's something.
Do you know one
don't
thing?
Do sugar daddy.
Okay.
See, another thing.
So, like, guys that are ready to settle down.
Guys that are ready to, and good guys. Maybe you find them in church. Maybe you.
So guys are don't. That's not their priority right now. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Exactly. Like,
why
now,
are you wasting your time?
Guys, you're in your age group.
Yeah.
They're looking at babes that, let's say, are coming into uni. Younger babes. They're not just looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in this school, like, we're surrounded by guys our age. We're in last year. So, what most people do, from something I heard before, the guys will look at babes younger than us. And we
which is disgusting, and I don't
now
get
look
it.
At
guys older.
I don't know how to
and I'm just like,
because you don't, I cannot communicate with someone that doesn't have sense.
That's why you're looking for younger babes, and then you're not like, oh, and us, we now used to look
because well, younger babes are dumber.
Older
I feel like,
guys.
Yes,
they can be used better.
Yes,
I was thinking, I was just
yes.
Like,
yes,
so they can use them for what
they can
want.
Intimidate them easily.
Because they know that people their age are smarter, they can pick up at their school.
Especially babes with money. They
you think
it's
the other way around?
Brain.
That girls go for
because
older
you,
guys.
Because I always assume that, okay, babes in our set or in our age group will always look for guys like an older something.
No,
no,
not necessarily.
Guys, older guys prey on younger girls.
Normal. Some girls don't understand that they're being preyed on.
Guess what?
So
yes,
they just
like it.
Into it.
Guess
like, wow,
what?
This guy likes me. And he's like,
girls
what
really
I mean.
Go with like older guys.
Yeah.
Two categories. Very few of them are actually looking for something serious.
Yeah.
And the other one, they're just trying to have fun.
Mm.
Maybe the lifestyle is exciting them and it's better than the lifestyle that their mates are living at the moment. And somebody is taking you to Paris. You're not going to go.
There's risk everywhere.
There's really
everywhere. That's what I'm saying. It's not about the guy being older. They still don't have sense. Whether he's older or not, just find someone that, because I believe that everybody is mad. Just find someone's madness that matches your own. And you'll be happy.
Or be committed to a madness.
Or that's why wickedness, he has to balance it out.
Who's marry somebody that knows that mad?
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's it.
Marry somebody that understands.
Or be in relationship.
But marrying a wicked person.
No, don't marry wicked. No. I would not advise anybody.
I can tell you for a fact what happened. I would say that marriage, yo,
male or female.
I swear to God, your life, this will be hell for you.
Ah.
Because I'll make it my job.
Wow.
Like if you were wicked.
Because why were you? Why did you?
Yeah.
Tie me into this when you're not.
Yeah, I agree. Anyways,
I want those things to happen, and I want you to dare leave. I would double dare you to leave.
Don't be wicked.
The prayer I'll pray. You'll be feeling wicked. Bad every day.
Don't do.
But don't you want to be in like love?
I don't know. That's what you don't get. I mean, love. Oh.
No, but you don't mean dirty. I said like, okay, the marriage is not working again.
Forgiveness is.
Fucking no, and everything
I'm a Christian now.
Exactly, so I don't understand all this talk if you're a Christian.
Okay, it really sounds like I'm going to be wicked from the beginning. No,
no. No, I know. It's something that if she's wicked even to you. What if it was that she didn't mean to be?
No, 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 that's not wickedness now.
We're talking about like conscious wickedness. I said, you guys are doing blow. You guys are going back and wicked. Forth. Oh, I don't
we can
know.
Argue, we can have argue. No, that's not my form of wickedness. Right, example of wickedness.
It's like this marriage. God.
Plotting against me, not being on my.
Yeah. Okay, like something like let's say the husband has like an enemy that both of them are walking towards something, and then you help the enemy.
Get
to do something.
That's
wickedness. And then you secretly have an affair with the enemy.
Oh, guess what? I'll forgive you. Why aren't you crying?
Okay.
Aren't you feeling pain?
For how long? Pain, how long will you be wicked for?
How would I know? It depends on the situation.
Or when you feel better about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, this has been a very long conversation.
Very, very long.
But I feel like it was needed.
So can we go back to that ick topic? Please, where did we get the ick? It's so annoying. I hate having the ick.
Okay.
I hate you guys it.
Hold. I don't know. Your emotions are just explode.
What would you say gives you the ick?
No, it depends on the situation. I just feel like there's a difference between pet peeves and ick. Ick is comes in the moment. I'll see you do something.
I can just switch.
As in, same.
Oh, so yours isn't like you have the ick. Yours is just like you just get upset. Like,
no,
no. I have the ick, I switch.
Switch like emotions. Like how you talk to someone.
Like, I'm just done. I don't want to talk again.
That one, eh? Anyways. Oh my goodness.
Or if I have time alone to think about what you've done.
That's the worst.
Guys, I do that thing a lot. I was doing that. No, I do that thing a lot. That's where the ick will come from. It's in the moment. You'll be doing something.
No, ick is the moment. So as well, you just do something. I was like,
yeah, that will make me get an ick.
What the hell is this?
That'll make me get an ick, Devs.
Yeah.
Are you going to live with your boyfriend at any time? Like, no, or your significant other?
That's a very serious question.
Don't do that.
I don't want to. That's why I'm like, I see a lot of people, like, they say they want to move into.
And I'm not judging anyone that's.
Yeah, me too, but I just feel like I can't. I just feel like, no. But then also, it comes with.
It causes to see finish. And you're not even committed yet.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a very
because
good
I mean,
you would have seen everything.
Yeah, as a
like
boy,
you're
no,
not going
I
to be special anymore.
I won't live with my boyfriend.
Yeah,
I don't think so. Now that I'm thinking about it,
unless you're
I don't think I consider this before
transaction
aspect, like to save money.
Mm.
No, but maybe
no,
more like with a fiance. Maybe like a fiance, I could do that, but not with a boyfriend that I'm just, you know, still seeing like.
Mm-hmm.
Where things
why?
Because
guys use babes a lot. They can even engage you.
And then when you guys break up,
get proposed to you,
bro.
Because they want to use you,
bro. Because you beg to be used.
Don't you say that me again? No. Now, okay. It's different when you say okay, you beg to be used. And you're like, oh,
yeah, the one that has
friendship,
something to lose.
Or you want to just do things. Or you're just even like boyfriend. But begging to be used aspect, proposal aspect for marriage. No one. I don't think. Any sane woman
There's this show that I watched. This girl proposed to herself. She found his it's called Cambly.
I watched it. She knew what the ring was. She took the ring and she took it.
That's what I hate.
Oh my god. The guy didn't even want to marry at her all. From his face. He was just like,
okay, girl, yeah, wait, you know where to put it.
Because she didn't start talking about marriage. She's like, okay, you know where the ring is.
The guy told her that she needs to get her life together and stuff. Yeah. But she got her life together just to get back with him. And after
I hate that kind of trope. I'm so sorry, but when women do better things,
Nigeria needs to think of other stories. I'm so sorry, but why?
I hate it so much.
Oh, generally,
you're not doing this for yourself. You're doing this for a man.
Not for a man, no.
Like I was watching this show yesterday. Mm-hmm. So this girl does not take her school life seriously at all. But the one day that one boy didn't come to class, she said she was taking notes. She was taking notes in class.
Oh, yeah. My babes are failing exam because of guys.
She was not
you're shaking. Table,
she was not like, oh, he wasn't around today, so I'm taking notes for him. I was like, what? You that you've been in school, you've been acting clueless in class. The day he's not around, that's when you say,
and he told you, come and take notes. No. But this it's a real life story.
He may fail the exam.
This thing used to happen, oh, hey, like, these things happen. Hey, God
forbid.
Turned with her degree and turned with her life.
Hey,
I moved on.
Lesson from today, please be wicked. Be wary about men because all of them.
And please, don't mind Antonio. Ask that question. What are we? Ask it.
Don't ask you to know what you
Antonio,
are.
Antonio, I know what I am saying.
Oh, God, when I heard that. Recently, what are we?
No. I'm not saying though, I ask it in friendship or ask it in a situation where you know, okay, this is very platonic or it's not heading anywhere. Why the person is acting like, okay, person really wants you. Exactly. And you feel the same way.
What if one person thinks is a friendship and not heading anywhere?
There's the way you talk. That's why you approach it like you're approaching a friendship. And the way you talk like you're
talking
like,
okay, you want this. No, because girls see things
that
are not there.
No, I promise you. That's not true. I know when a guy is talking like, okay, he wants, you know. I know when you guys are like, okay, this is like, I really want you to be in my life. I know when it's just, okay, well, I'm just friends. I'm being platonic. There's a difference.
It's even better.
So it's just better to ask, okay, so since
so
I'm
know
unsure.
That relationship can
since
go
I'm
from
unsure.
A platonic friendship.
It can, but you can't.
But
you can't
girls never
design.
Give that room.
No,
she said,
I
do. She said she would
they notice,
very
they
much.
They notice when the guy
I very
slaved.
Much
like, that can't
do.
Believe. When the guy slaved and was there for her all the time.
No,
she
that's
was always
not
seeing him as a
notice.
Friend next minute. That no. guy really did her dirty for her to now be.
Me, I never. Never
is even the guy that had to now come and profess love to her. She now realized, this guy really likes.
I really, that ending was so disgusting. It's like, he really didn't need to be with this babe. Because she never viewed him as someone that could be never. She could be romantic. She was like, give it a chance. What the hell was that? You never had feelings for him and now you're just.
Giving
because he's
chance.
Available and he has feelings for you. It's like, okay. I can take what I'm going to take what I can get. That's
right. That's
basically
how it was.
What she was doing.
Guys hate feeling like that.
Nah, it's like pity dating.
Yeah,
is that ending was. I mean,
no,
it's
no,
a
no.
Good,
guys pity
good story,
as well, when the girl keeps stopping.
I will. Oh God, please let me never be one of
if
those.
If she's
girls.
Up to their standards, if she's up to the
pity
up to their standards,
which one is your pity?
They would do it. They would actually do, if you're up to their standards, like, oh, you know. She's there, she's available. I'm not doing anything right now. Why not?
And that's another thing. Don't be so overly available to people that don't deserve it. Because that's another problem that girls have. Any small thing, the guy will tell you, oh, do this for me, you're already doing it. Oh, come here, you're already coming.
That's me.
I thought you were nice now.
No, here's the thing, you can be nice. But at the same time, know when
that
a guy
was me
is
at a time.
Know when a guy is taking you for mumu. And they do it so well, they'll do it
so
in a way that you
well.
Won't even realize it. But please shine your eye.
You know,
eye.
When I realized that I became that person,
I
took a step back. And this person asked me something to do something for them again. And I was like, no. And the person was shocked that no just came like, you know. And it was just like, oh, I'm kidding. I was like, okay, you better be kidding. Because what the hell was that?
Anyways. Ah, wow, what a long talk.
This has been a very, very interesting and intriguing episode.
Yeah. Ah! No.
It's like, I think you came to shoot. Just at everybody.
Anyways, thank you to our guests for being here today. Thank you, Antonio.
I hope you were entertained. It has been so fun having you.
It was fun.
Thank
it was.
For
thank you so much.
You're
and thank
welcome,
you to all
guys.
Our
thank
other
you,
friends that were in the studio.
Yeah.
Anyways,
love you guys.
Thank you guys for listening. And we'll see. Well, you'll hear us in the
next
episode. So bye.
Bye. Bye.